So we'll say there's a beautiful pasuk in the parasha. The Torah in the middle of Baloscha speaks about the way that Klal Yisrael traveled. A lot of these parashas in Bamidbar are very much focused on the traveling of the camp in the desert. And so the Torah tells us, this is in Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf, V'yesh Asher Yiyi Ha'anan Yomim Mispar Ala Mishkan. So the Torah discusses that when would Klal Yisrael know when to move? When the cloud moved, Klal Yisrael moved. So what happens? In general, by the way, you look at this section of the Torah always intrigued me because there's an incredible amount of repetition. The Torah says over and over and over, when the cloud moves, the people move. When the cloud doesn't move, the people don't move. They're very, very strange psukim. So the Torah says that there are times when the cloud would be at rest a number of days, and then the Torah says, so again, when the cloud moves, the people move. Al pi Hashem yachanu, va'al pi Hashem yishsou. So literally, again, by the word of God, we camp, and by the word of God, we move. So there is a beautiful insight by the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach says, Gil Zeda. So right, the Shlach HaKadosh says, Al pi Hashem yachanu va'al pi Hashem yishsou. So listen to this. He says so beautifully. Mikan remez. Here is a very important allusion to the idea. Sheyaskir ha'adam b'chol inyanav u'b'chol pe'ulosav es shem Hashem. That whatever a person is doing in life, they should always go ahead and mention the name of Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Emirtz Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem. So the Shlach HaKadosh literally sees this from this pasuk. Al pi Hashem yachanu, va'al pi Hashem yisou. Which the way he's interpreting it is, whatever you're doing in life, you're moving, you're going, you're camping, you're staying, you're at rest, you're moving. Al pi Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always be on your mouth. That whatever it is that you do should be be'ezras Hashem, imyertz Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, baruch Hashem. So I thought you could take this idea, it's a beautiful, beautiful idea. I thought you could take the idea of the Shlach just a little bit further. That what the Torah is describing on both sides are two different states in life. There are times in life where I have to refrain from doing something. There are times in life where the right course of action is inaction. There are times in life where my avoda is not to do something, is shave the altase, where my avoda ultimately, again, is to resist the urge to act. And there are other times in life where my obligation is to engage in dynamic, forward-moving activity. And those two stages, ultimately, again, are alluded to in the pasuk. There's yachanu. Yachanu, I will say, refers to the shave the altase. Yachanu refers to the times in life where sometimes my avoda is not to do something. And I will say, the avoda not to do something comes in one of two forms. Sometimes it comes in just a classic way of that I have a desire to do an avera. I have a desire to do avera. And I will say, my avoda is what? My avoda is to put my hands around the handles of my chair, firmly, right, implant my feet on the ground, close my eyes, and wait for the urge to pass, and literally ride out the storm of desire. Sometimes that's my avoda. Yachanu. Sheviatas, like the Gemara says, that a person has a desire to do an avera, and they resist that temptation. It's kilu asa mitzvah. So sometimes, Rabbi say, success in life is not about dynamic activity. Sometimes success in life is about camping. Camping. Just camping. Not glamping, not camping. Just camping. Just riding out the storm in action, not doing anything. And that's yachanu. But sometimes the avod in life is yisou. I have to move forward. I have to accomplish. I have to do. So we'll say, how do you know ultimately when yachanu, when yisou? So what does the Torah say? Al pi Hashem. So we'll say, in life, a person has to ask themselves one simple question. What is the Ratzon Habore? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? And I will say, I want to tell you something. It sounds very simple, but it's a very difficult way to live. And for one simple reason. Because if we ask ourselves that question in any given situation, it sometimes doesn't give us the answer that we want. What does Hashem want? Well, I know deep down what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, but I also know what I want. So we'll say, you know, sometimes, you know, what do they say? Easier to ask forgiveness than permission, right? Easier to ask forgiveness than permission. I will say, but the key to successful living is Al Pi Hashem. Ribono shel Olam, what is your ratzon in this? I'm faced with a challenge. I'm faced in a circumstance. Should it be Yachanu? Should it be Yiso? Should I stay in place? Should I move forward? Is now the time just simply to remain in place, ride out the storm, or is now the place to move forward in some type of dynamic way? But so whatever situation we are in life, whenever I encounter challenge in some way, and I'm not sure what to do, I ask myself one simple question. What do I think is the ratzon Hashem? What do I think the Ribono Shel Olam wants of me in this circumstance? Now, sometimes the Ratzon Hashem is apparent, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes the Ratzon Hashem can be explicit in a halacha, in a pasuk, and sometimes the Ratzon Hashem has to be intuited. But at the end of the day, life has these two states, Yachanu and Yiso. There are times of Shevi Al Tasa, and there are times of kumaseh, times where inactivity is the best approach, and times where activity is what is mandated. But when to know what to do and how to do it, that's Al Pi Hashem. That's ultimately, again, to try to say, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm at this crossroads, and I need to try to figure out what your ratzon is for you, what your ratzon is for me in these given circumstances. This is the message. See, our ancestors had it easy. Why did they have, they didn't have it easy, but everybody always had it easier than us, right? That's what we always think. They had it easy because the Anan told them when to move and when to stay put. We don't have the Anan that tells us when it's Yachanu and when Yiso. But it's the Anan that we have to search for. It's the Anan that we have to look for. It's the guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to seek out in all of our life situations.